KTTS. Nancy and I are talking about, well, these pet sitting companies that your sister took her dog to one.
Yeah, in Michigan, she met the family and they let him sleep in their bed and get on the couch. She got pictures and videos and, videos of him getting snackies and stuff. It was perfect. Loved it. She loved it.
Well, we were talking about, and there are some companies here in the Ozarks that do that, mm-hmm. do pet sitting. And we talked about that because our family camp trip's coming up in August and everybody goes to Colorado. We're going to take the dogs with us because we're staying at a KOA campground. it's expensive to board them. Mm-hmm. I don't know what pet sitters charge, but. Yeah,
your sanity is going to. It's going to be expensive.
Yeah, it will. It'll be a little testing. But I'm sure we'll survive. Anyway, Lisa, you said you used a pet sitter.
Beth and I was in high school.
Oh, you did it.
And my girlfriend went on vacation with her family, and she asked me to watch her bird.
Right.
And her bird has had its wings clipped, and so the bird was inside of a cage.
Right.
And the cage sat in my bedroom on my dresser. And my dog knew that the bird was up there. And so one day I opened up the opening of the cage because the bird could get out and climb on the outside of the cage. But what happened was the bird got close to the edge of my dresser. And because it had its wings clipped, it slipped and fell off my dresser. And my dog was waiting for the bird under my bed. So I had to call her while she was on vacation and tell her. And she was totally fine with it. But I felt horrible. I had such remorse, and it was just awful to feel that feeling. And when she got home, all was well. I bought her a new bird. It was fine, but still, I was in agony for those few days.
I am sure. Well, you saying that, you remind me of a time. We pet sat. Actually, we were staying at these people's ranch because they had a bunch of horses, and they were off to a horse show. Mm-hmm. So they asked, will you come and stay and feed the horses and take care of everything? Well, sure. Was there for a whole week, and they had one of those, I think they're called yellow-headed parrots, gold-headed parrots.
Oh, yeah.
And they talk mm-hmm. and stuff, and they kept it in the kitchen, so every time you would walk in the house and go, hello, and it would talk to you and stuff, and knew quite a few words, but it was obnoxious. I mean, if you were sitting there, hello.
Yeah, no.
So we got tired of it, and we made up this rule, no talking in the kitchen. We would just whisper to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you were in the kitchen, we would whistle the Andy Griffith theme song.
Oh,
anytime we were in the kitchen.
That didn't take long to pick up. And?
They came home, and when you walked in from then on, it wouldn't go, hello! When you walked in, it would go.
How much trouble were you in?
She especially was livid. We can't get our bird to talk anymore. All he does is whistle Andy Griffith. I don't know where he got that from. What?